Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This season is season 8, guys, and we are talking about sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity. And the title of today's episode is, Can You Heal and Still Have Sex? What a great question. And I feel like this is a question on the mind of every recovering addict and every betrayed partner out there. Because there's a lot of fear around engaging in sexual activity in and through the recovery process. And you know what, guys? I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Like, what you're going to hear me say today is coming from my experience. If you Google this, if you ChatGPT this, you are not going to get the same feedback that I am giving you, okay? This is just coming from being a certified sex therapist, but also a certified sex addictions therapist, which are kind of two worlds colliding. And my two worlds are both extremely sex positive, exciting, invigorating, and intimate, and also, you know, in the realm of recovery and abstinence and timing, right? And the healing process. So my two worlds are going to collide today, and you are going to hear my unique feedback with regards to sex in recovery from sexual compulsivity. Okay. So I want to come at it from two different ways. One, from the perspective of somebody who is in a committed relationship, marriage, or partnership. And then from the perspective of somebody who is eager at some point to rediscover their sexual selves and to reincorporate masturbation into their lives. Okay. Because whether we're in relationship or not, we are still sexual beings. Okay. Our sexual selves is something we need to continue to engage, explore, get interested in. It is part of self-discovery, and especially for recovering sex addicts, because they do not know who they are sexually. Okay. And please remember that sexual addiction and compulsivity is not about the sex act. Okay. This is coming out of deep-rooted trauma and constant reinforcement to regulate a nervous system, okay? And it turns into this disease that causes extreme toxic shame, and then the toxic shame has to then be medicated again, and this forms the pattern and the cycle of addiction, okay? So, having said that, I want to come back to when, you know, because recovery is about timing. It's about the when. You can't just have this blanket statement of, can you have sex in recovery or not? It's about, when can I have sex in the recovery process? And this is going to vary a little bit with each individual according to a few different things, but I like to look at age of onset. You know, when did they start acting out in this behavior? Okay. I also have to look at, you know, is there a betrayed partner involved? Where are they in this process of healing and recovery for themselves? Okay. How are they feeling in their sexuality? All of this has to really be considered. There's a few other things to consider with regards to how progressed their disease has become, because then that does affect the timing of when you can re-engage in sexual behavior, healthy, intimate sexual behavior. All right. But understand that the recovering sex addict does not know what that is. They do not know what intimacy in sexuality looks like. Okay. The disease has stolen that. It has taken that. It has removed that. And to me, this is one of the most, it's just a travesty what the disease does to someone's sexual self, how it impairs them, what it takes from them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. It takes away your erection. It takes away your ability to be close, connected, intimate, engaged. It takes this from you. And it takes time to learn how to do that again. Okay? So I'm really looking at abstinence for all of my recovering addicts for the first 30 to 90 days. Okay. And then we start to look at moving healthy sex, intimate sex, healthy masturbation back out to the middle circle, which is that portion of recovery where we have boundaries with behaviors. Okay. So sex, healthy sex, intimate sex with a partner, and healthy, what I call mindful masturbation, coming back out to that middle circle of things to be careful with, to be cautious with, to be mindful of, and to have boundaries with. Okay? So the first 30 to 90 days, sex, masturbation, all of these things have got to go into the inner circle. And then we start to bring them out. And it, again, it's going to look a little bit different according to every individual and their partner and where they are. Okay? So this is really, really important because it is about timing. And I want you to hear me say that because your disease has taken your sexuality from you, it is very important that we do re-engage it in a timely manner. And I'm not talking a year and I'm not talking 2 years, okay? And this is where a lot of people will disagree with me. Healthy sexuality must be engaged to some degree in the very beginning. Your sexual self matters. The loss of sexual self is what allowed this disease to ramp up and ramp up and ramp up. Okay? So we want to, in the very beginning of recovery, start talking about it. Okay? Not just understanding your trauma and understanding your arousal templates and understanding the wiring and understanding the disease, but also understanding who you are as a sexual being. Okay? And yes, a lot of my clients, their disease has taken away their erections. It has taken away their ability to just look in the eyes of the person who loves them. The shame. The shame keeps them from looking in their own eyes when they look into the mirror. Okay? This is a recipe for relapse, and I won't have it. I will not have it. We have got to re-engage sexual self, spiritual self, emotional self. You know, we have to start to reconnect the brain and the heart and the gut and the genitalia in a way that creates a sense of wholeness and whole self. The capital S-E-L-F. Okay, that is the goal in recovery. And yes, you absolutely, not only can you, but you need to engage sexually with self and with your committed partners. Okay, and for a lot of people who are starting to re-engage in mindful masturbation, I definitely have a lot of pointers about how to do that. This is something that will come onto the middle circle with a lot of boundaries around. And if you are utilizing or find yourself slipping into your catalog, slipping into your library of pornography or any acting out events, that will go back into the inner circle. Okay, because mindful masturbation is not about using your addiction. Okay, your partnership, your healthy sex and sexuality is about connection with your partner. If you find that it is triggering your disease, it will go back into the inner circle. But this is an honest program. You have to be ready, willing, and able to be honest about how re-engaging in sexual behaviors, healthy sexual behaviors, may or may not be triggering you. It may trigger your disease. It may also trigger other things that need to be discussed in therapy. You know, better understanding your attachment style, better understanding your trauma, your wounds, okay? Any type of, you know, trauma from parents, like maybe you were triangulated. Maybe you had an emotionally incestuous relationship with your parent. Like all of this needs to be looked at so that you can have a very healthy and intimate, engaged, and exciting sex life again. This is the goal. And what we do not want, and we're going to talk about this later in the season, but we do not want the pendulum swinging the other way where you wind up being a sexual anorexic, because that is just your disease working in a different way. Okay? Sexual addiction and sexual anorexia are the same disease. Okay? And so you do want to engage in a healthy way in sexuality at the right time, being monitored by your therapist. Okay? This is really important stuff, guys. And so I want both the partners and for the recovering addicts to hear that sex, it's vital. It's important in the right time when you are ready to work on your intimacy, your connection, your sexual selves. Okay? It's so, so, so important. All right, guys. If you have any questions or want to know more about this, don't hesitate to reach out. Please, please share this. Please like it. Please subscribe to it. Please learn more. Please make sure that you're subscribed so you can hear from me every week through your headphones while you're on your walk, while you're in your car, when you're washing dishes, when you're cooking, when you're jogging, when you're at the gym. Okay. I want to be there with you and I want to give you hope. I want this podcast to breathe life into your recovery process because you deserve it. All right. We will see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.